Morning by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Philippines military officials say an Air Force plane crashed and broke up in flames on a southern island on Sunday, killing at least 45 people after some jumped free in the country's worst military air disaster in nearly 30 years. Pictures from the scene show flames and smoke from wreckage among coconut palms and men in combat uniform around, with a column of thick black smoke rising into the sky. The transport aircraft was carrying troops bound for counterinsurgency operations and crashed with 96 people on board. The American-made Lockheed C-130 is a former U.S. Air Force plane handed over this year. The plane had attempted to land at an airport but overshot the runway without touching down. It failed to regain enough power and height and crashed nearby. A military spokesman says the cause is unknown and there is no sign of any attack on the plane, but an investigation has yet to begun as efforts were focused on rescue and treatment. Meantime, Philippine scientists warned Sunday a volcano south of Manila could erupt again anytime soon as toxic gas emissions hit a record high and thousands more people in vulnerable communities left their homes. The volcano has been discharging sulfur dioxide for the past week, creating a haze over Manila and several surrounding provinces and prompting health warnings. Nearly 4,500 people have left their homes since authorities called for evacuations of high-risk areas. Some settlements have been locked down, temporarily preventing residents from returning to their properties. The volcano is 50 kilometers or 30 miles south of Manila, and it burst to life last Thursday, sending steam and rock fragments hundreds of meters into the sky. This is VOA News. The Vatican says Pope Francis was admitted to a Rome hospital on Sunday for scheduled intestinal surgery. For the first time, he's in a hospital since his election in 2013. A spokesman said the 84-year-old Pope was due to undergo surgery Sunday for an intestinal condition that tends to affect older people and can cause abdominal pain. The Pope appeared to be in fine health several hours earlier when he addressed thousands of people in St. Peter's Square for his Sunday blessing and announced a trip to Slovakia and Budapest for September. Apart from a condition which causes pain in his legs when he walks, the Pope has been in relatively good health since his election. Preparations for demolition work are underway Sunday ahead of the possible arrival of Tropical Storm Elsa at the partially collapsed Miami area condo where 24 are confirmed dead. Search and rescue efforts for 121 people missing have been suspended. Miami-Dade County's mayor said, quote, our top priority is that the building come down as soon as possible, no matter what time that occurs. Once the building is down, rescue efforts will resume, she said, noting it was 11 days since the collapse. Tropical Storm Elsa is off the coast of Jamaica with winds of 60 miles per hour or 95 kilometers per hour. On Monday, the storm is forecast to move across Cuba and hit western Florida on Tuesday or Wednesday. Instead of the usual fireworks and flag-waving parties, beachside communities in the area have planned more subdued events for the 4th of July. Miami Beach canceled its Independence Day celebrations. Investigators have not determined what caused the 40-year-old complex to collapse on June 24th. A representative of the owners and insurers of the container ship that blocked the Suez Canal in March said on Sunday a formal settlement had been reached with the canal authority to allow the vessel to be released. The Suez Canal Authority has held the giant ship and its crew in a lake between two stretches of the waterway since it was dislodged on March 29th, amid a dispute over a demand for compensation. The Japanese owner Ever Given had become stuck in high winds and remained wedged across the canal for 6 days, disrupting global trade. Earlier Sunday, an Egyptian court adjourned hearings in the compensation dispute for 1 week to allow the canal and the ship's owner to finalize a settlement, according to court sources. And America's top infectious disease expert says about 99% of recent COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. involved unvaccinated people. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling NBC's Meet the Press, it's frustrating, quote, where you have a formidable enemy in the coronavirus, and yet we have a countermeasure that's highly, highly effective. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Music now. VOA 1.